Okay, so today is Daf Kuf Chav Tes. It's the last Daf of this Perek, the difficult Perek. We're on Kuf Chav Ches Lamed Beis, Tana Rabbanan, right? Tana Rabbanan. Okay, here we go. It's four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Hachotich Chzayis Basar Me'ev Menachai. Ready for this? This is the beginning of this case is hard. If somebody cuts off a piece of meat from Ev Menachai, okay, a Chzayis of it, which is a shear. So hachotich kizayis basar me'ev menachai. Now, if chotcho, if you cut it off, v'yachar kach chishev olav, kizuntait, and then you thought to yourself, ooh, why did I cut off this piece of meat? Why did I cut off this piece of meat from the Ev Menachai? Why did I do that? Because I was bored, not doing anything to do it myself. I'll be busy doing nothing. Dad, you know what? Why don't I give it to my neighbor? Or my cleaning lady. What a good, such a good helper. I'm going to give her some good piece of meat. I can't eat it. Neither can they. Dev Menachai. But after I cut it off for no reason. Then I said, ooh, you know what? I'm going to do something with this. I'm going to give it to somebody. Tahar. It's Tahar. It's Tahar.
What does that mean? It's Tahar.
It's not Tameh. Can't become Tameh. Chishev Olav. But if you said, ooh, it's a good piece of meat over here. I'm going to cut some off for my neighbor. First you thought about it, then you cut it off, then Tameh. What on earth is the difference? So says Rashi, the Rashi of Tahar, it's the fourth line on the bottom. The Habasar Parish Me'ev Menachai Tahar. Meat that comes off Ev Menachai, by the way, is Tahar. It's not Tameh. It's Tahar. Why is it Tahar? It just is. Ev Menachai is not Tahar. But the meat that you slice off a piece of meat, that's tahar. Hilkach, therefore, tumas atzmo einbo. It has no independent tumma. Why? I mean, it has no independent tumma because it's not tameh. Umeshechishev olav, right? And when you think to yourself, ooh, I'm going to make this into meat, lo naga betumasa sheikablana. It never touched tumma that it can become tameh. Because first you cut it off, now you thought about it. So when you cut it off, what would you cut off? A non-tame piece of meat. Now I'm going to give it to my neighbor. How's it getting tame? Avol, but, chishev olav, you thought about giving it to your neighbor. Before you cut it off, v'horiduhu, it should say be'ever, and you separated it from the ever menachai, basar l'toras ochel, to meat, to become food, now you cut it off. Right, at first I thought it was going to be food. Now I cut it off. Kibel tuma, it should say me'ever. It already got tuma from the limb, kodem l'chein, before this. Mituma chamura, shahaisa olav, ba'odo ever shalem. Because it was tuma chamura, what's tuma chamura? Ever menachai, before you cut it off. Shechotcho, behalchalo, tuma chamura, nishara olav, tuma Akala, shalohay barata. So what remains on this piece of meat? A tumakala. What's a tumakala? Food. Why is tumakala? Why is food called tumakala? Because it can't make. Because it what? It can't transfer certain tuma. We'll see in a minute why it's called tumakala. So it was tumachamura. Now I cut it off, thinking it's going to be food. It has tumakala now. That's the difference between what you thought about. What you thought when you cut it off. If you thought nothing, then it was nothing. Now you change your mind, you made it into food, it's not tameh. But if you thought about it to be food before you cut it off, it was tameh as tumas ever menachai, or the potential to become tumas ever menachai. Now that you cut it off, it becomes tumakala of tumas ochlin. Okay?
What can you do with it once you cut it off?
You can eat it.
But you're not allowed to eat it.
You give it to your neighbor, the guy. You give it to your dog, whatever it is. Even if you do the aveir of Ev Menachai, we're not talking about the aveir of eating, we're talking about tumah. It's a guy that have tumah.
No, I think you would do the same thing as we do by something you cook on Shabbos, for instance. And it cannot, so you can't have it anyway.
Right, so we don't say that.
We don't say that.
Right, we don't say that, exactly. Exactly.
So what's the tumah? What was the aver? The bone? What are you talking
about? Yeah, the aver, the bone, the gidin. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about everything now. Now, Rabasi, all of Ev Joshua. One day Rabasi didn't come to Yeshiva. So Ashechel Reb Zera, he bumped into Reb Zera. So Amalei, so Reb Asi said to Reb Zera, "My Amar Ben Midrasha, what went on in Yeshiva today?" So Amalei, my Kashlach, what are you getting at? What do you want to know? says, Amalei, Rabbi Asi, I'll tell you what I want to know. Diktani chishev, yachachot, chotamei. We learned, right? It was this week of Dafyomi, and he didn't come that day. He says, we learned that chitcho, that if you cut, if you thought about it to make food, and then you cut it off, it's tamei. The problem is, tuma beis hastarim hi. It's tuma that's concealed, right? Says Rashi on top. Tuma that's concealed is not tamei. In other words, let's say you have a ring, and the ring is tamei. And the cow eats the ring, by mistake, swallows the ring. And the ring's in the cow's stomach. Now the cow walks into a room. Does the room become tamei?
No.
No, why not? Because it's tuma's beis hastarim. It's hidden tuma.
As opposed to balua, it's the same thing.
Same thing. Same thing. So isn't the piece of meat attached to the rest of the aver? That was that distinct tuma. Beis hastarim, it's hidden tuma. The term beis hastarim, lo matame. The term that's hidden is not matame. Says Rashi on top, heich kabel tuma mi mechubar. How can there be tuma from something attached? Halomago b'seiser, it's touching the other, it's touching the aver itself. The kaimel and benida, mikra, we learn from a pasuk, the tumat's beis hastarim, lo matame. It's not tame. So amalei, so Reb Zera says back, afli di kasha, I had the same kasha. At the same kasha, I was sitting in the shir, at the same kasha. V'shaltini l'rav Abba bar Mamel, and I asked the Abba bar Mamel that kasha. V'amalei, he told me the answer, Hamani, Reb Meir. Yet his whole mission is like Reb Meir, his whole member is Reb Meir, the Dharma who said, Tumas Beis HaSorim Matami. That Tumas Beis HaSorim is Matami. He holds it is. He holds the cow swallowed the ring. It would be Tami the whole room. That's what he holds.
How is that the same case as the Aver? The Buster is not concealed. I don't understand.
The question is it concealed. The question is
status.
It's considered attached to where's the individual tuma on this piece of meat?
Yeah.
Where is it? It's one aver. I cut off a piece. Now the tuma went down a notch from tuma chamur to tuma kalav. How'd that happen?
The problem is nothing changes. That's why you gave over.
Exactly, nothing changed.
Yeah.
All I did was cut a piece off. Yeah. What changed?
I get that, but why did they call it the start?
Because nothing else to call it. Right? Imagine you have a loaf of bread, and the loaf of bread's tummy. I slice a piece off, the piece is a different tumma? Well, how'd that happen?
Right.
How'd that happen? That's what we just said. Same thing. How'd that happen? So Amalei, so Asi says back to Reb Zera, 1 minute. Lav, Zimen Tagiyin Amra Kamei. I once said that actually to Arba Mamla. I once said that answer. That the whole sheet is only Reb Meir. V'amar lei, no. And he told us, no. Shani lon Reb Meir, ben tuma de boy heksher, or ben tuma de lo boy heksher. And he made a distinction between tuma that requires heksher, and tuma that doesn't require heksher. Some things don't require getting wet first. Look at Rashi. It's the second skinny line. Amar lei, Reb Asi, Reb Zera. Behad, Reb Arba Mamal, libchasli. I'm not impressed with what Arba Mamal said. What kind of answer was that? That it's a mayor. You know why? I once told him that answer. That maybe it's Reb Meir Shita. No. I make a distinction with Reb Meir between Tumah that requires Heksher and Tumah that doesn't require Heksher. What does that mean? We learned this already. In Behema Hamakasha, Hukshar Ha'ubar B'Shechita Simo. An Ubar becomes royally Makabel Tumah by Shechting the mother. How'd the Uber get wet? It didn't. So what? Not everything has to get wet in the world, right? It still becomes Tame, the Aver, the Uber, I'm sorry. Why? Because Shechit is considered Tuma Chamur, and that's all you need. But we said that meat requires have to get wet. It didn't get wet before you cut it off. So the Eich Mekabel Tumah, my Aver. How did it become Tumah from the Aver? How did that happen?
I don't understand this thing. In the Torah, the only thing that the wet does is on...
It's on food. No, it's not on produce. The last mission that we did...
The Utah is on produce.
I know. But the last mission that we did...
I had the same question there also.
Was... Aver Meta... where was it? Yeah. Nishkada behema hukshru b'dameha. Divir Meir. Shimon Omer lo hukshru. Has to be, has to get wet. Why? Where'd that come from? I don't know.
No, I'm saying, but at the most, it's derabbanan.
I don't know. So, Maybe on deraisa. Maybe.
Are you on a deraisa?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like yes. It sounds like it's not just meat. It's not just vegetables and fruit. Things that grow from the ground. Even meat. That's on. But not all meat. Only tumakala requires wet. Not tumachamura. That's the distinction. So
the last word in Rashi said aver.
It's supposed to be aver.
It's supposed to be aver.
Yeah. So Amar Rava, or this is my kusha. What's the big deal? Dilma behokshir. Maybe the meat was wet in this case. Maybe the meat got wet. The aver got wet, right? So Amalei Rav Av, Amalei Rav Chanan LeRava, Lamali Hechsher. Why do we need Hechsher? Hari Tuma Chamura Agav Aviv. It's Tuma Chamura because of the father. The father is the aver. It's Tuma Chamura because of Aver Menachai. Says Rashi. We skip one little Rashi. The next Rashi here. Be'odo mechuber be'aver, when this piece of meat was attached to the limb, haya of hatuma, it was an av hatuma. L'tame adam v'kelim, this aver menachai could be metame adam and kelim, v'tana debay rabbi shmal, el bepirkin, we learned this 6 days ago, maz, v'ayim shay tofen, l'tame tuma chamor, tarach hachshir, just like seeds, that are never going to be a tuma chamor, require hachshir. So too, anything that is going to be a tuma kala requires hechsher. Avol mi shesofu l'tamei tuma chamura. But if something's a tuma chamura, kigon nevelas ov tahar, a nevelas ov tahar. Right, you eat a bird. That doesn't have to get wet. A dead body. Dead body has to get wet first before it's matame you. No, why not? Because that's called tuma chamura. But a tumakala, right? Because what's the issue? The reason is because if a food item touches a dead body, what happens to that food item?
It becomes tummy.
How does it become tummy? So a dead body is an avia vosa tuma. What happens if a chocolate bar, not chocolate, it's an apple. An apple touches a dead body. What happens to the apple? It becomes an avia tuma? No.
No, it just becomes tummy.
It becomes tummy. And if you touch the apple...
Nothing.
So you don't have that by nevela. Right. So therefore, the apple requires hechsher, but not people, not other things, not even menachais, right? He's talking about nevela's ov tar. Nevela's ov tar is a nevela of a tar bird that died without shechita. You ate it, so forget the issue of eating not kosher, forget that. You become tummy. I never got wet. Because it has to get wet, right? Lo, for kol shekidek, shekvartime. And for sure, the eiv menachai was already tummy. It was already tummy the Eremenachai. So I cut a piece off. Doesn't have to become Heksher. So why Heksher? You're talking about Heksher. Or Meir said, no, it's a distinction between Heksher and not Heksher. Why on earth would this piece of meat require Heksher? And Amar Lei, because Kishashimesh, when it was an Eremenachai, Maitha ate Shimesh. Right? It had the status of non-food. This Eiver Menachai, yes, it happens to be technically it was food, but it had the status of non-food. Eitz ba'alma. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Also Shimush, this use, this Eiver Menachai, Tuma Chamura, it was Tuma Chamura, La Betaras Ochel Shimsha. It doesn't have the category, it's not in the status of food. Yes, technically it's food, but it's not what its status is. She ain't a aver matame klum ay the osa basar. The aver is not matame because of the basar. That's not why. You know why? Ela b'toras eitz shimesh she nechshav v'nimna imagidin v'atamos. It's connected to veins and sinews and bones. Lasos aver v'hein ke'eitz. It's like not edible. It's like not edible. Yes, it happens to be that it's edible. That's not why it's tame. It's tame because it's called aver menachai. Whether you eat it or not. Touch it, you become tamei. Why? Because the Torah said such a thing as tamei. It doesn't have the status of food. V'hashta, it's abed le'ochel. Now you cut off a piece of meat. What are you doing with that piece of meat? You can eat it. If you give it to the guy, give it to the dog. Now you cut off a piece of meat. Panam chadashus bo'olokan. That's a new thing now. Now it went from being non-food, even though it was always food. It was always food. But it's not what its use was. It was eivim menachai, separate thing. Now you cut off a piece of meat to eat it. Panam chadashos, new thing over here. V'lo damer l'nevelas ov tar. It's not like a bird, shahaya, tuma adam al yedei achila, that you become tummy when you eat it. No! Now it becomes tummy when it becomes wet. Okay? Now, The Gemara is going to have five cases of food that's not treated as food because it's not what it was used for. It wasn't used for food, and it's in the exact same halacha. It's not food, even though it's food. Amar Abaya, number one. Hari Amru, we said, Kupas Se'or, you have a block of dough. A block of dough, which is chametz, and it's Pesach, but a block of dough. Shishimsha Shiyachad Ali Yeshiva. You used it to sit on. You didn't use it to eat. It hardened. Using it for a chair. Butla, right? It's butl as a food. I didn't keep that in your house on Pesach. And when if you sit on it, you're not over anything. And if you stare at it, you're not over anything on Pesach. Why? Because it's no longer food. It doesn't have a status of food. It has the status of a chair, right?
Does that have any status of chametz?
No. Butla, you're allowed to sit there on Pesach. You can even eat your matzah while you're sitting on it. And it's not a problem.
Interesting.
Why? Now, says Abaya, Tumas alav doraisa. This must be a made-up thing. That the tumah is not doraisa. Right? Because, hey, you want to look at the Rashi? Sheikha dali yashiva labatla. It's further down. Levatla mitolas chametz. It's not chametz. The eino over a love bepesach mishum sa'or lo yimatzi bebatechem. You're not over, you're not eating it. You're not over bal yira. You're not over bal yira. It's chametz staring at you in the face. It's not chametz anymore. Right? Alma, what do we see? Lava ochalhu. It's not food. The nasis kli, he made it into a chair. Umetame moshav hazov. And not only that, if a zov sits on it, he makes it tame. If a zov sits on a matzah, he doesn't make the matzah tame. Why not? Because matzah is not a normal thing to sit on. But this is a normal thing to sit on. So if a zov sits on, he makes it tame. Shari ain't omer lo amod v'nasa lo malach tenu. We don't, something, what if a zov sits on a milk carton? He's sitting on the milk carton. Does the milk carton become tame? The answer is it doesn't. Why not? He's out on it. Because we'll say to the guy, what are you sitting on? I need the milk carton for milk. Get up. Get up. I need the milk carton.
Unless it's a common thing to be used.
Correct. But a milk carton's not. So if I say, the Zov is sitting on the chair. I need that chair. What do you mean I need that chair? That's what chairs are made for. Chairs are made to sit on. So if a Zov sits on a chair, it becomes tame. The chair becomes tame. Why? Because he sat on it. It's a special tumah by a Zov. He didn't touch the chair. He just sat on it. Right? It becomes tame. What if he sat on something that's not used for chairs? He took a milk carton, turned it upside down, and sat on it. What do we say? I need the milk carton for the milk. Get up. If you say get up, will he say, oh, I'm sorry? Yes, he will say, oh, I'm sorry. Once he says that, then it's not the milk carton doesn't become tame. Why? Because it wasn't used to sit on. Guy sitting on a matzah. I need that matzah, please. Please get up. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll get up. The matzah now becomes tame? No. Why? It's not what it's used for. Here, you can tell the guy, please get up? No. He's sitting on the chametz, on the dough. You can tell him to get up? No. Right? Shit. We're not going to tell him, get up, I need this, I got to do something with this dough. We're not going to say that. Shari yichud lakach, I designated it as a chair. Omer ani, so says Abaya, Rashi saying, Abaya says, the tumah sha'anu mitamino so, mishum moshev hazav, lav daraisa. It can't be daraisa. Ela darabanan hi. Because it must be darabanan. This tumah must be darabanan. Why? The omar, rabanan, batla, v'nasas kli. Because we said, it's not chameh, it's made into a kli. Now what am I doing now? Amar Abaya, back to the Gemara. If it's tumah daraisa, matzinu la'ochlan shematam tumah chamura. What did we just do? We took food and we made it into a more severe tumah.
It's not food.
Exactly the answer.
Right. That's what
he said. Exactly the answer.
Why can't
I eat daraisa? What? The answer is kishashimesh ma'ita es shimesh. No, it is daraisa. When you used it, it was not in the status of food.
That's right. Sat on a tree.
Sat on a tree, exactly.
See, tell me now, my furniture doesn't need a hachshav pesach.
What?
My furniture doesn't need a hachshav. I'll check my furniture. See,
that's not what I said.
No.
If there's cookies in the cushions.
No, I'm joking. You don't need the furniture itself. You don't have to check if it's chametz.
Correct. The furniture itself, you don't have to check. Okay. Correct. That's case number one. Amar Abaya, case number two. Hari Amru, takrovus avodas kachavim shel ochel matam b'oel. Something that you use to service an idol has tumah. Right, that's a tumah. It's tumah. Besides, you shouldn't do it. It's aveira, vodazara. Tumah also. So you have an apple in the room, and that apple was used in the service of an idol. Now the whole room becomes tameh. Everything in the room becomes tameh. Why tumas ohel? So Tumas alav doraisa. The Tumah must be done not doraisa. He saw the days of doraisa. If Tumah means doraisa, masivu la'ochlan shem tamah Tumah chamura. An apple can make Tumah chamura. It's an apple after all. The answer is because shishimesh ma'isa eitz shimesh. When it was being serviced, it wasn't being serviced as food. It was being serviced as avodah zarah accessories. Happens to be it was an apple. It could have been an apple and it could have been a flower too. Doesn't make a difference. Case number three. Amar Abaya. Hari Amru, Chiburei Ochlin B'Kelim Damu. Let's say you have cracks in a kli, in the olden days. You'd cracks in a kli. So they'd fill in the cracks with dough. It's a good thing to fill in the crack with. Now, dough is chametz. So does that kli now become chametz dick? The answer is no, it doesn't. Why? Because it's bottled to the kli. It's like the case of the chair. It's bottled to the kli. So same exact thing. So tumas on lav doraisa. This tumah must not be doraisa. I've given you a case where food now is matamit tumas chamura. I think Gemara says no. Kishishimeitz ma'itza eitz shimeish. When you're using those doughs to fill in the cracks, you're not using it as status of food. You're using it as status of glue. It's not food, and therefore it loses the. Therefore, the fact that it becomes tumah chamura, not because food cannot become tumah chamura. Food cannot. Here it's not being used as food. Number four, Amalei Rav Papa Rava. Papa said Rava. Hadatanya, we have a brayza that says like this: Chelev Nevela, the Chelev of Nevela. So Chelev Nevela, Rashi points out the Behema Tahora, Chelev of a Behema Tahora, ain't a matame. It's not matame. Why not? It's a cork. Ken Nevela Nafkalon B'Mayas Alecha Malacha. It's word learned out of a pasuk. The Chelev of a Nevela is not tame. Okay. Fine. So, now, bikfarim, in the small villages, right, where even goyim don't eat this, nobody eats it, tzarech machshava v'hechsher, then you have to make machshava and a hechsher in order to make this thing tame. Tumaso agav kulya. But it is tuma regarding, let's say it's protecting some other kulya, some kind of bone or something, right? It's a shomer on the kulya. So if you touch the nevela, they touch the chelev of a nevela, when it's acting as a shomer on the kulya, which is some other bone, then it will make it tame as a shomer.
Close to the kidney.
The kidney, right? So, lav daraisa, not daraisa, like this tumah. Disal gadayat daraisa, then matil al-ochel shavitam tumas al-chamura, then we found the case where food is a tumah chamura, without even hechsher, it's mitame you? Same answer. Kishashimesh maitse eitz shimesh. When it was being used, it's not being used as food. It's being used as a protection for the kidney. It's not food. So therefore, it can become tamei tumah chamura. Case number five. Amr of Masna. Hari Amru. Bayis. Sheshichecho bizroim. Let's say you have a house and you use wheat stalks. You live in the jungle somewhere and you use wheat stalks as your roof. So you made your roof out of wheat with some other vegetables, right? So, taro, it's tar, right? Why is it tar?
It's not what it's used for.
What?
Exactly.
Now, what if this tsaras on that house, on the walls of the house, it's tsaras? So, lachora, the roof also becomes tame. So, tumaso, if it's tuma on the house, it must be lav doraisa. It must be that it's only tuma derabanan, tuma tsaras derabanan. If there's tumah there, because di daraisa, if it's a daraisa, matzino l'zorim she matame tumah chamura, then how could wheat or something else, bananas, how could that be tumah chamura? It never got wet, the bananas. Use it as a roof. How could that be? The answer is, because kishashimish, when you use the bananas as a roof, maitha eitz shimesh, you used it as maitha eitz.
Right.
You didn't use it as food, so therefore it doesn't have status of food. Okay? Good? It wasn't hard.
Yeah,
no, I told you it wasn't hard today.
Are you comparing that to Eruv Menachai? That he's saying that's eitz ba'alma. Eruv Menachai, why? What are you cutting it off for? To play? What are you doing? It's food, no?
No, the Eruv Menachai is food.
Right.
It's not food. The Eruv Menachai is not food.
Well, step down. It's still, that's what it is. It's just very simple. What is it though? What are you cutting it off for? Who cares why? Nobody. What? It's food. An animal's food. You're cutting it off for food. What are you cutting off though? To put in your roof? I mean. I'm calling it eitz ba'alma. That's a status.
Yeah.
It's not telling you what it is.
It's not a piece of wood.
Why would it be?
He's just doing it.
It's one step removed from what the actual purpose is.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, the Mishnah said that according to Rav Meir, if a behemah died and the aver was dangling, it has tumas aver menachai. And Rav Shimon said, no, it doesn't. Okay? Now, Rav Shimon doesn't make any sense. Because memanoshach. One second. If Misa makes nipul, what does that mean? If Misa makes nipul. If Rav Shimon holds that on the Misa, it's as if the Eiv Menachai came off one moment before death, then L'tamim Yishev Eiv Menachai. Then it's Eiv Menachai. No, we're viewing it as if it came off a moment before death. So it's Eiv Menachai. It's a limb, it's the detached. And the E'eno is a nipul, and if not, then L'tamim Yishev Eiv Menachai. Then it's a part of a Nevela. So why is it tar? So the answer is, Rav Shimon wasn't talking about that case. The Mishnah had a whole bunch of cases. When Rav Shimon said the Tar, he wasn't talking about that case. That case he right in his tummy. No. Rav Shimon, HaReishakoi, when he said Tahar, he was going back on the Reisha. What did the Reisha say? If you have a dangling meat or dangling Eber of a behemah, Metamin Tumas Ochlin, Bimkoman, it becomes Tumah in its place. We said that yesterday, the day before, and it requires us to get wet. Rav Shimon Tayer, Rav Shimon says it's Tahar. Amr Rav Shimon, Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yochan. My time is Rav Shimon. What's the reason for that? It's Amr Rav Shimon. Amr, I'll tell you why. It says Mikala Ochel Shaye Ochel. Ochel Shati Ochel Achil Achem Kari Ochel. Only Ochel that you can feed to someone else is called Ochel, right? Even to a guy. Ochel Shati Ochel Achil Achem. Something that you cannot feed to somebody else ain't a Kari Ochel. It's not called Ochel. Ochel. Right? So here, if it's Eiver Menachai, even a goy can't eat it. A goy can't, nobody can eat it. So then it's not Tomei. Right? Okay. Omele Reb Zera L'Rabasi, one second. Dil Matayma Reb Shimon Hossam, Ha'ovu Ma'ora, Ma'ora. The reason why Reb Shimon said it in that case is because it's attached. And if it's attached, it doesn't become Tomei. Right? Rashi says on the top line. B'Balei Chayim, it's attached. She'ein Tumah, no gas, but no hegas, but there's no Tumah by a live animal when it's attached. Kidamina Lagabe Yichur, like we're gonna see now by a branch, the Hoel, the Hateena Ma'ora be Yichur, the Aina is attached to the branch. Chiburu, it's considered attached. Afal Pisha Yichur Nifshach Min Ha'ilon. Even if the branch got attached from the tree. So the apple or the something's attached to the branch, if the branch is no longer attached to the tree, there's still no Tumah. Ma Ilan Shaklipo Moelis Bolasos Chibor, because the shell makes it attached. Hakanami, Hova, Avram, Orum, Bahima, Kaldahu, it's still attached by a hair's breadth. Tarhu, it's tar. Titania, back to the Gemara. Yichushal Te'ena, you have a branch of a Te'ena, of a fig tree. Shenifshach, it got cracked. Umor, but it's still attached to Klipa to the shell. Rabbi Yehuda Matayer, who says it's tar? Why is it tar? Now, Chacham Omrim, in Yachal Lechios Tar. If it could live like this, then tak it's tar. Viyamla, but if it can't live like this, it's tummy, then it's tummy. My time of review, what's the Buddha's reason? Famata. Hovel or Ma'ora, because it's still attached. So it's because it's still attached. So if Shimon was arguing on the Reisha on that case, he could have given a much simpler answer. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Ansiyasa. No, you're right. Rav Shimon's arguing on the middle case of the Mishnah. What was the middle case? Nishchata HaBehema. If you shecht the Behema, then the blood is machshir the whole animal from tumah. Divir mer. Shimon Amar Lo, no, it's not. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason for that? Same answer. Amar Kra, Mikol Ochel Shei Yochel. Ochel Shei Yochel Achil Lachem Kari Ochel. If it's Ochel you can feed to others, it's called Ochel. Ochel Shei Yat Yochel Achil Lachem in Kari Ochel. And if not.
Yeah, from blood, it's not.
This dangling limb, you can't feed it to a guy, so it's not otumah. So Vidilma Tyra Dev Shirin Bahi, Ikadurava. No, maybe the reason was a different reason. Ikadurava, because Rava held yesterday, 2 days ago, he held that a behemoth doesn't become a yad to an aver. Or Ikir Byochan, or Byochan said, if you pull the aver, the animal's not gonna come along with it because it's all detached, 99% detached. So when I pull the aver, it's gonna get ripped off. So why didn't he give those reasons? We have to come with a new reason because it's not edible. Why does it come with a new reason? We have good reasons. You're right. The question is, you're right. El Olam HaSeifa. We're talking about the Seifa. V'lav a'aver. We're not talking about the aver, ela abasar. We're talking about the meat itself. Mesa habehema habasar tzarek hechsher. If the animal died, the meat requires has to get wet. From Shimon Matayr, since no, it doesn't have to become wet. Amar Yochan, my time with Shimon, what's his reason? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "Mikol ochel she yochel, ochel shati ochel achil achem kari ochel." Only if you can feed it to someone, it's called ochel. This can't be fed to someone because it's really evim menachai. Ochel shati ochel achil achem in kari ochel. If it can't be fed to somebody, it's like evim menachai, and therefore it's not tamei. The meat itself is not tamei. Okay, we have 10 minutes to do this impossible gemara. Ha'ever v'abasar v'amadul dalin ba'adam tahorin. If you have a dangling limb or dangling flesh of a human being, it's tahar. Okay? What does that even mean? I mean, it's tahar. There's no ever v'achai by a person. Tahar. May to Adam?
The consensus to me is maybe it'll be a dead person. Or a dead limb.
Oh, so Mesa Adam, if the person died, Habasar Tahar. The Basar is also Tahar. Why? Why? What? No, so Rashi says, because Demisa Osinipal, because when the person died, we view it as if they got detached a moment before death. Ubasa Farish Menachai Tahar. And meat that comes off a dead person is Tahar. Kirab Yeshua, Reb Nechunya Ben Akana, Mitukma, which those two people are going to come up in a minute, the tahorin, the kaman, basa parish adam chai. That when a person, when the basa comes off a live person. So it's considered as if it came off a live person.
Even though he's dead?
Yeah, because that's what it means. That's what it means. That the misa osinipol, misa when he died, we really view it as if the aver came off a moment before death. Why do we view it like that? It's a complicated thing. I don't understand fully myself. But it's just a principle. Misa osinipul, so it's as if it came off before the guy died, and bas was amitame.
So if somebody has a limb amputated while they're alive, but they want to keep it so it's buried with them,
yes,
it doesn't have ever have too much mace.
A limb might. I'm talking about bas, a limb might. The aver is matame mishum aver menachai. But it's not matame aver menamis. Reb Shimon matayr. Reb Shimon says it's tar. So, the Mishnah said that Reb Shimon is Matayr, an Aver that came off a dead person. But the Aver was what about if someone's dead? Then after he dies, he chop off a limb. What about that? So that would be not, that would it's Mashma that even Reb Shimon would say that's Tamei. Right? He would say it's Tamei. He's only saying it's Tar because the guy's still alive. So Reb Shimon, Mamanoshach, 1 second. If Misa says that we view the limb as if it's detached a moment before death, one time it should have been achai. Then why isn't it even achai? The ain Misa osinipol, and if that doesn't happen, one time it should have been amaze. Then it should be even amaze. So the Gemara says, Rishon ba'almakoi. Rishon wasn't giving a specific thing. He was just talking ba'alma. He was just talking time in the world. What was he saying? The Tanakama said, the Aver is matame from even achai. But it's not a time of Avram and Amaze, whatever that even is. Alma, what do you see? Avram Amaze, but Alma Matame. In Avram Amaze, Stam is Matame. If you chop off someone's limb after they're dead, it's Matame. Alma Reb Shlomo Shimon, no, Hamaze, but Alma lo Matame. No, it's not. Titania, Amar Bala Eliezer, Shamati, I heard you, Avram and Achai Matame. I heard that an Avram and Achai is Matame. Omer lo Yeshua menachai v'lo men ameis? What, only from a chai and not from a meis? V'kal v'chomer, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Uma ha yechai hu shu tohar, ever a poshim menu tamei. When you're alive, you're tohar. And yet, nevertheless, the ever menachai is tamei. So meis shu tamei lo kolshkein? If it's a dead person who's tamei, and I chop off a limb now, isn't that limb tamei? That doesn't make any sense. Kasa Megillas Tainis, says Megillas Tainis, that Pitzcha de Zira, that on Pesach Sheni, Lo Lemif said, you don't have a spade on Pesach Sheni. Right? You don't have a spade on Pesach, it's a little bit of a yontif. Ha, Rabba Lemispet, but on Pesach Rishon, we're going to have a spade. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Ella Koldechen, isn't it for sure Kal Vachomer? If on Pesach Sheni we don't have a spade, then on Pesach Rishon, we're not going to have a spade. Ha, Kanami Koldechen. I don't understand. If the guy is alive, this Toman Ev Menachai, so when he's dead, there's no Toman Ev Menachai, that makes no sense. I don't know why they bring in a thing from Pesach Sheni.
Yeah.
You're right, I heard that same thing. You're right, I heard that same word. Right? Okay. Umay ikka bin Evim and Achai and Evim and Ameis. What's the difference between Evim and Achai and Evim and Ameis? What's the difference? Kizayis basar, the etzem kisaora, kizayis of basar, or an etzem the size of a barley bean, haporish me ever menachai ikabinayo, that got removed from the Evim and Achai. Ditanya. Kizayis basar, haporish me ever menachai. So kizayis came off the Evim and Achai. Rabbi Eliezer metame, he says it's tame. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Rabbi Yoshua metaren. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, whose name never appears, very rarely appears in Shas, right? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana? In Pirkei Avos. Where else besides Pirkei Avos does he appear? Here he shows up. He says it's metar. He says, and also Rabbi Yoshua, that it's tahar. Etzem kisaora parish me ever ben Achai, Rabbi Nechunya metame, Rabbi Lazar Yoshua metaren. He says it's tahar. Right? So Meir holds like Rabbi Yeshua, Shemitar, when it's Tar, whether it's a Gedayis Basar or Be'etzim Se'ora, right? And when Meir said Eivra Meduldal, Achar Misa, has it in Eivra Menachai, that means if it came off either Etzim Kisa'ora or Gedayis Basar, it would be Tar. Hashid Asas Lachi, now that we said that Rabbi Shimon is Acholik on the Tanakama, on Stan Eber, Bein Tanakama, Bein Reb Shimon, Nami Kizayis, Bats of Esav Kisaora, Ikebenayo. They could be having, they would agree that the machlokas between them would be Kizayis, Bats of Esav Kisaora, that they are, other Tanayim argued on that, and Reb Meir and Reb Shimon argued on that same point. Okay. Hajalach Orva Rotov, Hajalach Orva Rotov, Hajalach Orva Rotov. Tomorrow we start a new perek, the perek of Zeroa, V'halachayim, V'hakeva, Matanos that go to a Kohen. That's tomorrow's daf. Very interesting daf tomorrow. We'll pick up then. Everybody have a very good day.